Welcome to the Fairest Love Podcast, where we share spiritual and practical ideas for how to live family life with a beautiful, self-sacrificing love. Today, we are speaking with Corey Nations about photography, capturing those beautiful moments in your family and seeing the beauty and sharing significant memories. Corey is a professional photographer based in St. Louis who specializes in photographing families and weddings, emphasizing generational connections and the closeness of family.
Thank you, Corey, for being on our show today.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here.
We want to talk to you about your work in photography. So do you mind sharing with us kind of how that all began and maybe the progression of where you started and where you are now?
Sure. I always wanted to be a photographer, but I was raised by a single dad, and film back in those days were very expensive. So I never got a camera. Well, I had one in the 90s that was like the long, like, you probably don't know what that is. But anyway, it was kind of a huge interest of mine, but then I never really did it until my husband and I got married and we had our first kiddo, and we took her to Walmart to have her picture taken. And she looked like the guy from Goonies with like one eye going one way and one eye going the other way. And like, there wasn't any time built in to like try and fix that. Drew would be so embarrassed that I told everybody about that. But anyway, so with his first paycheck out of his first real job as a physical therapist, he bought me a camera. And then I just set out to learn, like, I want to take good pictures of my kiddos, and just kept at it. It was the hardest thing I ever did. And then I went back to school actually to learn. And the class that I took was basically the teacher made me read my manual for the camera. And I mean, it was the best class because it really the manual tells you everything you need to know. And it was the most boring class because I'm not a manual reader. Mm-hmm. And so then I struggled for a while. And then I found someone that could teach me the way that I learned, which was hands on. But I just kept plugging away. And little by little, I kept getting it. And then I started praying, okay, I want one client a month so I can take their kids' pictures. And then I got that. And then I was like, okay, what about one a week? God, can you give me one a week? And he's like, okay. And now I'm just about every day with photo sessions every single day, multiple times a day. And I love it. It's the best job ever, because as an ADD person, photography really helps you because you never know what you're going into. It could be a newborn. It could be a family. Like last night I photographed a TV show. Like it's just all these different things, and you never know what you're going to get or what you're going to be faced with. So I love it.
And have you noticed since the beginning, like what would you say was kind of, if you could pinpoint like one of the most contrasting, growth moments or developments in your photography? I mean, obviously it's, you learn how to use your camera, right? What you were saying with the manual and stuff. That's funny that you mentioned that, 'cause I'm like, oh, you just take pictures. It's not, but I bet you reading the manual is probably a good idea. But what would you say would be something that like you look back on pictures that you took in your earlier years and you're like, wow, I've really grown and overcome that obstacle now?
Sure. I think it was the moment when I almost quit. Really, because I was struggling. I couldn't get clients. Mm-hmm. I was trying to take pictures the way everybody else took pictures. And I just wasn't like matching up with the trends at the time. And I really hated it. And to the point where I just like, I just don't like it anymore. And I just said, God, if you want me to do this, then you need to help me out here. And I just, every single photo session from then on, I said a prayer that was, Lord, just let me show your light and love through these images, and that anyone that sees these images be brought directly to you. And so at that point, when I just said, it's yours, if I'm supposed to do this, then here we go. And that's when it all kind of turned around. It was easy at that point too. People were coming to me to have their photos taken, and I was like, I don't know why, but okay. And I just let go of all the trends of photography, because it just comes and goes. Like in the beginning, it was spot color. Everything was black and white and like have a red rose. Oh, please don't ever ask me to do that again. But it's just those things. And you're trying so hard to like keep up with everybody else. And it really isn't about that. It's about showing everybody what true beauty is like, what, how God has created you. And through that, people have kind of been drawn to the my style, which is basically copyright infringement of God's work. I just take pictures of what he did.
Yeah. So that's how you would describe, you would describe your, you had mentioned like the trends, and there are a lot of trends going on right now that I've noticed that are, you know, kind of the blurry photos or the dark, you know, cinematic style. So how would you describe, I mean, do you use any techniques on your camera or any settings or anything on your camera that,
I try to make everything look as if it looks to me in person in my camera. I don't do any editing unless it's asked. Like if somebody has a blemish, then I'll take the blemish out. But I'm not going to make you look thinner. I'm not going to make you look more tan or whatever. It's just, I really love just showing what it looks like to me in person.
It's beautiful. And do you, you mentioned you have newborns, you shoot families. What other, what would you call it? Clients? I mean, I guess your clients, but.
Genres, yeah, I don't know. Everything, really. I've photographed, I mean, I love newborns because who doesn't?
Yeah.
You get to snuggle a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, they're quite intense and like, I am sweating from head to toe when I'm done with those sessions, but there's kiddos and seeing all of their milestones and like their teeth falling out and their first communions and their confirmations and their graduations. And then those kids get to be older and then I'm doing their high school seniors. And then soon enough, they're graduating college and then I'm photographing their wedding. And then I'm back to newborn. And then, you know, it just keeps going and going. But then there's all the other things. Like I do work. I volunteer for the Coalition Life to photograph the babies there. I work at the seminary doing some photo shoots for them. I photograph soap. I photograph clothing. I mean, it's just everything. It's just constantly busy. Like this week alone, I'm doing first communion tonight, a senior tonight. Last night I did the TV show, and then later this week I'm doing 25-ish, I think, first communicants and a mass for them receiving their first communion. And Mother's Day's coming around the corner. It's just constant, always different.
Yeah, busy, very busy.
It's good though. It's good. Yeah.
Yes, keeping them busy. But what would you say when you're shooting like family? So I love how you mentioned it's kind of generational. It's like you see them grow up. That must be very profound to see these kids growing up. And also it's a testament to, you know, your work because people want you in each moment of their child's life. I think that's really beautiful. What would you say is like when you're shooting a family or, you know, let's say, taking some of those pictures, what would be your favorite moment to capture?
My absolute favorite, which it can be, so a family photo shoot can be very stressful. And so I really try to make it not stressful. And like, I have no qualms about being the goofiest person, but my favorite part of being at a session is talking to little kids, like they're adults, because they immediately like gravitate towards me and I'm talking to them. I shake their hand, all those things. But my favorite thing to photograph would be the way they look at their mom, because I want them to see that. I want her to see that because she's too busy getting everybody ready and getting everybody there and not like spit up on everybody or clothes wrinkled in the car and just traffic getting there and then putting herself together. And it's just all these things, but they're still going to look at her the same way as if she was just sitting on the couch in her sweatpants and whatever. But there's something about her when she's all put together and just there with her family and she's loving being all close to them and just that connection there. I love that. And then I also love seeing kids with no teeth. Like my poor Ruby has lost like all, say she has 5 teeth missing in the front. And so she can't hardly eat anything because all her teeth are falling out at the same time. But those kinds of things, like I got to take that picture. And then the next time I see him, when I say, hey, can you smile or did your teeth all fall out? And they just laugh because they know like they're gone.
They have none there.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. The contrast, I love that. And how do you, so that moment, talking about, you know, taking pictures of the mother or the children looking at the mother is very profound, I think, because, you know, you can get caught up in everything. Oh, you think, you know, it's the kids looking at each other, it's the parents looking at each other, but that's a really beautiful moment to take. How do you see what you do in your work in photography contribute to kind of the beauty in the world?
Well, you know, AI right now is just awful. Mm-hmm. It's like so detrimental to what's happening. I mean, I saw a meme the other day that says AI is going the wrong way. It's teaching you how to see art and all that when it should be doing my laundry and dishes. Like, I get that. Like, that's where it should be going. But here we're going this other way. And I think that photography, the way that I do it, like without too much editing and all that, and showing what it actually looks like, is a testament to later generations. They can see what actually their family members look like and what the world was like at that time, what people dressed in and all those things. And that relationships between family members and the faith in everything that's surrounding them through like sacramental images and just a family in a park, and that love is what the world needs, because right now it's just being filled with all this artificial stuff, curated Instagrams and filters on everything. So you don't even look like what that photo is, you know? And I think that through photography, true photography, that it will actually broaden the horizons of the world. So people may be coming back to it and getting rid of the artificial intelligence and all that kind of gobbledygook that just messes up everybody's minds. Because I started photography, like the reason why I wanted to do it was I wanted to work with senior girls to take pictures of them to show them how beautiful they were, because I wanted to take my camera and turn it around and say, this is what you look like, before anything touched the image, before there was any filters, before anything. Because there was a girl that worked for me when I had a clothing store who was so beautiful, but she had such low self-esteem. And I'm like, why? So I took her out to take pictures, and I actually photoshopped her to look bigger than what she was. And because that's how she saw herself. And I sent it to her, and she's like, oh. And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, I just don't look so good. And I'm like, I know, because this is what you actually look like. And I sent her the photo that was untouched, and she was blown away. She's like, that's what I look like? And I was like, yes, but the other one is what you think you look like. And that right there kind of started it all. But then I noticed that it's not just senior girls that need that. Little kids need that. Moms need that. Everybody does. There's not a person I've met that will get in front of a camera and be completely confident. Mm-hmm. Fully.
Yeah, I can attest to that. You had mentioned, like, yeah, people, you know, it is interesting to see the progression of, you know, it started with filters, then it started with, you know, altering images and things. And you had mentioned, you know, kind of people coming back. Are there any trends, or like, I know that there's the Polaroid, there's the, you know, those kind of more organic devices, I guess, to use. Is there anything that you like and maybe would, you know, let's say a parent wants to get into taking pictures of their own children, would you have any suggestions on how they can begin and kind of consider how to do that for their own families?
Sure. I always say the best camera that you can get is the one that you know how to work. Because you can get like one of my cameras, it's a professional grade camera, but not know how to work it, and the photos will be awful. So I think in today's technology, phone cameras are amazing because they're in your pocket. You don't have to get a memory card. You don't have to do all the things. You can back it up pretty easily. But I think the biggest key to that is when you're taking pictures of your family is to make a visual choice, I guess, say, hey, kiddos, I want to take your pictures and I'm going to set a 5-minute timer and just talk to them. Tell them this is what we're going to do. And the first time may be awful. I'm not going to lie. They're going to just be crazy. I have 7 kids. I totally understand. But then when that timer goes off, you actually let them see you put it away and make the choice to play with them. Mm-hmm. So then the next time that you go to do it, say, hey, kids, I'm going to do a 5-minute timer. We're going to take pictures and then it'll get a little bit better. And then it'll get a little bit better. But once they see that mom's going to put that away and not make me do this for 5 hours and she's going to play with me as soon as we're done, it's a lot better. And if you connect to them and have conversations with them, those are, and if you can video those conversations are the things that you're going to look back on and you're going to love to hear their little kid voice and their little kid smiles and their messy mouths with the chocolate on everything and the mess in the background. That's your life right now. And later in life, you're going to really appreciate that. But then the practical side of that is make sure you have good light, because photography, like, right now, like, I'm squished all the way to my window, so I have good light. and that's just kind of how it is in photography. You can't really get good photos in the dark. So find God's light, put your kiddo there. And I always say, like, grab a toy that they really love and let them play with it and watch them play with that toy. And they don't have to look at you and smile to have a great photo. You want to remember those moments. And so when they get married, you can pull out that they love to play with Thomas the Train and show those photos at their wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just be patient is what I would say. Mm-hmm. And limit your time.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting that you make that point, because I think with the phones, people find it, they're more inclined to take pictures all the time.
Yes.
I'm curious, have you noticed the girl, like the kids that you take pictures of, do they know they're on camera? Cause I think, like, growing up, you know, my parents had a video camera, a camcorder, and then they also had, you know, just like I think it was a Canon. So it was, but it was taken out very, you know, infrequently. I mean, it was taken out enough to that we have stuff, but have you noticed that, do children know that they're on camera? And is that something that is,
it is kind of funny how it's changed. When I first started 20 years ago, the kiddos knew what the black box was, you know, like, we know what that is. And they became immediately like, I'm just going to be real stiff, and the crazy, like, weird smile that moms are always like, do your real smile. but now they kind of really don't, they know what it is, but they don't really know how it works. And it's funny because the kids will run up to me, like, I'll take their picture. Well, my older camera, you could hear it click. My new camera, you can't. But they just immediately run over. I want to see the picture. And so they understand, but they kind of don't, because it's different looking. Mm. So it's kind of, you have to talk to them and let them know what you're doing and all that. Yeah. Mm. It's funny how things work.
That's great. And can you explain to us where you are right now? It's a beautiful background to have.
This is my studio. I could walk you around it if you want to really see it. But this is where I edit. There's my desk, and that's where I edit all the time. And then the coffee bar is behind me where the moms can come in and get, sorry, I'm dinging here, can get coffee and snacks. And then the other room is where I actually do my shooting for families, and there's couches and things in there. And then the back room is where I photograph newborns, and all of my props and stuff are back there.
Very cool. And you have, you have your family, clients, and then you have a wedding side as well. Can you explain to us kind of what your favorite aspect of shooting a wedding is? Because I know there are so many, but what would you say is, like, your favorite point?
Well, the whole day is awesome to just see, to start with the nervous couple. Like, so we always usually start with the bride, and she's nervous and she's getting her dress on, and her mom's helping in her dress. I love the little moments throughout the day. So the wedding side is Corey and Kira. So Kira loves the sacramental part of the day, and she just lives and breathes that. I love the little moments throughout the day. The mom noticing that when she gets the bride into the dress, the last button or the last zip, that's the last time she's going to help her daughter get dressed. Mm-hmm. You know, so that gives me goosebumps. I love that moment, and I love the nervousness as they're approaching the altar, and I love seeing the groom see the bride for the first time, to the point where I'm like, oh, I have to take photos, like, because I want to see it, and I'm like, oh, I got to do this. And then that first touch of the bride to the groom, where her hand is given to him. I love that. And I love seeing both of them bow down for the elevation, because they have just together giving themselves. And it's so beautiful. But then there's a little moment, it's not very long, and it's right after Mass, when they come back around and they go up to the front while we're waiting for the family photos to kind of be organized, that I get to say Mr. and Mrs., you know, and I'm like, I get to be the first one that says that after the priest. But that moment right there, they're looking at each other with such joy and such excitement. And the whole world is in front of them at that point together. And that's the first moment that they're like pushed out together. Like, now you got to get through these family photos. Like, here's your first test. And then there's another moment when we go to a second location, and we've done all the bridal party photos, and it's just them again. And then we get to step away as photographers and be like, this is your moment to talk about what you just did. You had just gone through a huge sacrament together, and we're going to back away and to allow them. That's my favorite part, is really to back away from them and allow them to have that moment. It doesn't have anything to do with photography, but it has to do with me driving a timeline. And so we're going to give them a minute, and then we just photograph them from afar. So I love that. And then seeing them all relax at the reception. It's the whole day. Like, every single thing is just so great. I love it.
Yeah. And what an honor. I mean, to be able to capture those things. And you probably have seen so many different weddings, but then also just so much joy in like you said, in the sacrament.
And just the progression of it all. Like, I get to be there all day. Like, I'm the only vendor who is there all day, seeing the whole progression of the day, where your guests get to show up at Mass and the reception. They didn't get to see you getting ready. Your bridesmaids are there, yes, but they're all in the hubbub of doing all the things, making sure you've eaten, making sure you've got a drink of water, like all the things. But I just get to sit back and watch and take photos of it. And it's great.
I love that. Thank you for sharing. Just to kind of round out, do you have any kind of insights or even just advice for parents as they, see these different milestones, like, a wedding or first communion or confirmation, or just in general, the different milestones of their lives, of capturing those moments in a very like simple and beautiful way? Do you have any advice for them?
I think I'd have two things. If it's in your budget, hire somebody to take the photos, or delegate someone to take the photos so you can have a memory associated with the photo. So you can see see the photo of your child receiving their first communion. But if you're too busy trying to take that photo, you're going to miss the rest of it. You know what I mean? Or having someone do like a birthday party photo so you can be in it too. That's the thing, is try to be in those photos with your kiddos. But if you can't, just try to delegate someone else to do it, so they can get you in there. And maybe it's not a professional photo, but doesn't necessarily have to be. A lot of photography is about documenting a moment. So if you want a professional portrait, yes, you need a professional photographer, but documenting a moment, you just want a good photo. So a lot of good cameras are out there, point and shoots. Just get somebody to take that photo for you so you can have the memory associated with the photo instead of the memory of taking the photo. I remember standing up in front trying to get that photo. No, you don't want that. You want, I remember when my kiddo did this. And you can remember the actions and the movement of what's happening before and after that split moment of that photo.
That's excellent. I forget about that. That's a solid point. That's awesome. All right.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I know that. You would know. do you have, can you share with us, you're a St. Louis-based photographer. Can you share with us a little bit about your work and how our followers and listeners can find you on whatever platforms?
Sure. CoreyNations.com is my portrait side of things. And then CoreyandKira.com is the wedding side. If you just Google my name, Corey Nations, you'll find me. It's C-O-R-I. Everybody's like, is that your real name? Yes, Corey is my real name, but not to be confused with Carrie Nations from Prohibition. but we travel. Our wedding side does travel a lot, so
great.
It's a lot of fun. We get to see the world and beauty everywhere.
I love that. Great. Thank you so much for being on the show, Corey.
Sure, anytime.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fairest Love Podcast. In 2024, we want to reach as many people as possible. You can help by sharing this episode with a friend, subscribing to the podcast, or leaving a review. To learn more, visit us at fairestloveshrine.org.